This weekend, a new movie called Cymbeline opens in theaters across the country. Starring Ed Harris and Dakota Johnson, it's based on a relatively obscure play by William Shakespeare, updated as the story of an urban gang war. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the film's musical score was written by a composer based in Philadelphia.
David Ludwig teaches composition at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, and he's written music premieres for major ensembles, including the Philadelphia Orchestra. This is the first time he's composing for a feature film and working with a director like Michael Almereyda, who does not come from the world of classical music.
He talked about a spiraling quality that he wanted to hear, and I really had no idea what that meant. That's part of the film composer's job, is to somehow have a vocabulary that you share with the director. You're coming from two very different worlds.
The story of Cymbeline is a little bit like Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. King Cymbeline's daughter, Imogen, played by Dakota Johnson of 50 Shades of Grey, has fallen in love with someone she should not have fallen in love with.
Oh, foolish thing.
The play itself is really about men and women, much more in the end than it's about war and drugs and motorcycles. So we see really the two main characters, the young lovers. They shouldn't be together, but, you know, I want to start with a really kind of solitary sense. It's just the two of them, something very intimate. And then as the scene builds, you see Ed Harris come in, who's Imogen's father.
You have not done after our command.
The action kind of builds through that.
The script of this film stays faithful to Shakespearean language, but the setting is very contemporary. The ancient Roman court has been updated as warfare among motorcycle gangs over drugs and guns. Ludwig wrote the music as a counterpoint to that image.
The music certainly has some dissonance in it at times, but I wouldn't call it aggressive because the image is pretty hard-nosed itself. To me, when I saw the film, I felt like it really conveyed this message of people just trying to get by and exist while the world is kind of crumbling around them.
While composing this score, Ludwig says he was inspired by music written by cinema's heavy hitters, people like Nino Rota and Elmer Bernstein. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.